Unterblieben lachen loben.
For a white guy. Okay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. You know it's kind of hard just to get. Welcome everybody to Accent Night.
Oh, it's not Accent Night. God damn it.
What?
It's not.
If you guys will read the memos just once.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we sit in my garage and talk in an accent all night long. I'm your host, Levi, and this is episode 2.72. With me, another host, Gio.
Hey, guys. I'm Gio. Dentures used to be made with dead soldiers' teeth, and now they're not, so good for all those denture people.
And with me, another man who only drinks one Bud Light if he can have three more, Ryan.
Yeah. That was Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
When that song came out, it was absolutely huge, and I hated it.
And now,
what, like 20 years later? It's literally, I think it's 20 years later. I love that song. I think it's fantastic.
I do too, and I was on the same boat. I actually used to get annoyed by it. I'd be like, oh, this is it, you know.
Okay, guys, before we start this thing up, I came back from Hawaii fairly recently.
Yeah, you got a nice little glow to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't get super tan. I don't surf in Hawaii because the reef is terrifying. Oh, but when sick. I was in Hawaii, I did buy you guys some presents.
Oh, sick.
So I bought myself these presents first.
Nice.
These are my milk chocolate covered macadamia nuts. And these are really good. But yeah, I got you guys some presents. They're right here. These are donkey balls.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ryan, I got you the blue balls. So blue balls right there.
Thank you. Blue balls.
No, seriously, if you can't see these, this is a candy and it's shaped like balls. And Gio, I got ones fitting for you is salty balls.
Perfect. Dark chocolate, too.
Thank you, Levi.
So there you go, guys. Levi. Those are your Hawaiian gifts.
Oh, whoa. I think I have to pop one of these blue balls in my mouth.
What flavor are they?
Blue.
This says blue?
No, it's white chocolate over layers of dark chocolate.
I will trade you one salty ball for one blue ball.
Okay, but we got to do it right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Levi.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Sorry.
Christmas came early in the Man Room garage.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get Levi anything.
No, but you would have if you went to Hawaii.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm glad I don't go to Hawaii.
I mean, I don't know. I'd recommend it. Look at that thing. It's a big ball.
Yeah, dude. Damn. These are bonkers. True to size.
It's salty.
You put my salty ball in your mouth.
I did already. Just put one of Gio's salty balls in my mouth.
Give me a blue one.
I only have so many hands.
What'd you do in Hawaii?
Literally just went to the beach and drank alcohol. And So.
Did you just lick my blue ball?
Yes. Okay, but the ball joke's dead, Ryan.
Okay.
So we're at the beach. We're at the beach, and I'm hoping for a Mai Tai. And there is no Mai Tais around.
What do you mean? No one, like, no.
Can you just stop for a second and listen? There's not just like a bar on the beach.
Okay.
What Hawaii did you go to?
Maui.
Oh.
So I see a hotel nearby, so I walk over to the hotel. And as I walk into the hotel, I recognize that there's like a private club in the hotel. So this is a fancy hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't make that connection when I went to the bar. And so I go to the bar and I'm like, hey, I'll get two Mai Tais. So the guy's like, all right, cool. He makes me these two Mai Tais. And
$50.
Yes.
No shit.
That's exactly what he gives me these Mai Tais. And I noticed when he was making them, you know, he was pouring stuff in there that wasn't like, you know, Meyer's rum going into these things, you know? And then, yeah, he hands me the tab and it's like $42 or something. I'm like, oh, I'm at the fancy resort. And I just looked up at him and I actually gave him a bigger tip because I wanted him to feel like I was one of the high rollers that was meant to be there. So I didn't give him $1 per drink. I gave him $2 per drink.
Good form.
Right? I wanted to look like I fit in. Okay. So that's it. No other really cool, crazy stuff from Hawaii. But so the other weekend, we went to the cabin
mm-hmm.
and we watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I don't make too many enemies in this world by what I'm about to say. No, you weren't there for this part. But we watched Caddyshack. And, which is a classic comedy, right? Mm-hmm. You've heard of this, right, Gio?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Right. Can I just say that it fucking was terrible?
It was not as good as I remembered.
No! It was... I did not laugh the entire movie.
I did. You chuckled one time. I heard you chuckle.
Maybe.
Once. But yeah, it's...
It's terrible.
Is it because we're not, you know, 15, 16, 17, and we think fart jokes aren't that funny anymore?
It's either that or not in the 80s, where, like, the stuff that was in that movie is shocking.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because back then, that kind of stuff would have been shocking, I guess. But
you know, like, there's a beaver or something in it?
It's a groundhog.
Yeah, there's a groundhog. There's a couple clever, like, there's a couple really clever Chevy Chase lines that are really...
Chevy Chase's part didn't disappoint. Everything else was just, I remember it being better.
I remember laughing.
Yeah.
You guys have other movies like that where you went back and watched them again?
Well, let's, hold on, before we jump into other ones like that, on this one... Is it fair to say it's because you've seen it before in the joke, like, you already knew it was coming?
No.
I don't know, because I can watch Dumb and Dumber, and I know what jokes are coming, and I'm still going to laugh at them.
Yeah, okay. It seemed like Superbad. Okay. I could watch Superbad over and over again. Okay, that's what
I
was going
to say, is Superbad, I watched again, still laughed a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, gut-busting laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, and then Anchorman, I watched the first, like, 30 minutes, still pretty funny. Like, I laughed at a couple things, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, there's some that... That do. I haven't seen any of that. I'm trying to think of one that I like, looked back on. I was like, why did I think this was funny?
I got another one.
What?
Go ahead.
Dude, Where's My Car?
You know, I never saw that when it came out.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, I saw that one again. It was not funny.
Yeah. Same thing. Like, not even kind of. Like, just not
annoying.
Funny.
More annoying.
Yes, it was obnoxious. But when it came out, I mean, we thought it was the funniest thing ever. We quoted lines from it. Like...
I think that movie wasn't so much for the sustenance in it, but more for, like, what you got after it. Like, it got popular because people could be like, dude, where's my car to each other? You know what I mean? And they would just laugh. It was, I don't know. I think some movies blow up bigger than they should because people can bond over them and remember some stupid line from
people
it.
People can connect via just those couple lines.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know that there was a movie recently that I made Bliss watch. I wish I could remember the title, but we watched it. I was like, oh yeah, you have to watch this movie. Because we'll go through Netflix and be like, have you seen this? No? Okay, we'll add it to the list. Go through and I'm like, oh, you know what? It's time to watch this one. Fuck, I wish I remember what it was called. But we watched it, and at the end, I just looked at her and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. That was really good 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Another one I went back and watched, thought it was terrible, was The Matrix.
Oh, that's one that I looked up the other day because I felt like watching it, but I had no desire because I'd sitting there, I was like, this?
I remember watching it think like, this is cool.
Oh,
this
action
is awesome.
But that was when those special effects were state of the art.
That had to be it because I watch it again and it's just awful.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining in any way.
You know what movie's still rad? Iron Man 1.
Really? I could see that.
I've seen it like 5 times and every time I'm like, this is still my favorite Marvel.
Another one that I think only if you saw it when it came out, so it retains being cool, but if you showed it to somebody today, they would not be,
okay.
Think it was good, is Snatch.
Snatch.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. God, I love Snatch.
Yeah, I do too. I watched it with
some
Shannon.
Of it like remembering that feeling though from when you first saw it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have movies like that where I just reimagine how I felt when I first saw it and that's enough.
Yeah. It's almost similar with like Fight Club too. Like, I don't think Fight Club holds up as much.
Can I be, like, unpopular opinion night?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you don't like Fight Club?
I hate Fight Club.
Okay.
When I watched it, I...
Mandela Effect night?
Oh, I've got another Mandela Effect sighting. Oh my gosh. Guys, talk about this right now. I need to show you this.
Okay.
Okay, wait, what are we talking about, Mandela? No, what's Fight Club?
Okay, so Fight Club was with Brad Pitt, and it was, like, the first of its kind. Where it was sort of Tarantino-y, but it was super action-y, and it was really good. Like, the year it came out, it was amazing. Everybody loved it. It was legit, even for, like, 4, maybe 5 years.
Okay.
But then I watched it again recently, and it's like, I don't remember why I was so hyped up over it.
Because it was one of the first movies to do something like that.
That might have been it, and now I'm desensitized to it.
There's so many others that have done similar things now that it's just, it's okay. And you can kind of see it coming. But time out. What's the Mandela effect in Fight Club?
No, it's not in Fight Club. It's this one I experienced, okay? Now, this might not be Mandela effect. I'm sorry, listeners, we're switching gears right now.
Okay. We need to get some transition noises. That would be really cool.
It would be.
I, you know,
this might not be Mandela effect, and you guys are going to prove right now whether it's just my own stupid ignorance or if it's Mandela effect.
Can we agree before he looks?
Yeah, can we bet before it happens?
Yeah.
I think it might be Mandela. Are you going to go stupidity?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. What clothing brand is this the logo for?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Wait a minute, it's the polo guy.
What's the name of this brand?
Oh my god. Is it Ralph?
Oh, is it no. Ralph Lauren?
What is it?
No, it's Tommy Hilfiger.
What is it?
Gio, your guess?
It's, okay, so for listeners, the logo is a long rectangle. Half of it is white and half of it is red.
And the top borders are
blue. Yeah, the borders are blue. Okay. Hilfiger, sure.
Okay.
We're champion.
Okay. This is just my own stupidity and ignorance.
It's Hilfiger?
It's Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay.
I have always thought it was Tommy Hilfiger.
I just found the name of your episode.
You thought it was Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
Where were you?
It's pretty crazy cursive. Like, I could see...
No.
No, it's not.
Can I finish my sentence?
No, it's not.
I could see how you could not pay attention to read it.
Like, look at the word Hilfiger.
Oh, it's not even close.
No, it's in bold.
So how did that happen? You were like, wait a minute, did that used to be Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah, we're walking by a Tommy Hilfiger store, and I look, I'm like, Hilfiger? No, it's Tommy Hilfiger.
That's rough, dude.
Damn. And so I wanted to bring that to you guys, but I figured this might be my own ignorance. So it was my old ignorance.
An innocent mistake, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Real quick, those of you that are listening, just a short shout out to remind you that there might be some other stuff popping up on the feed. If you've been listening to it, let us know what you think. It's called Unnecessary. Ryan's a part of it. We had nothing to do with it, so therefore we're not associated with it, Levi and I. But also, next episode's going to be live, I think. We're going to do a live broadcast.
What is this mood where you keep on making up crap
about the episodes?
Does that not sound like a good holiday idea?
It sounds like a great holiday idea, but it's not official yet. You're announcing things to listeners that we haven't discussed.
You know what it is? Mandela effect. I'm sorry. I thought we'd already talked about it. Full circle.
No.
Okay, can I tell you a story? Dog owner pissing me off the other day.
Oh, that's please. Right. You wanted to tell us about this. Tell me.
Please.
Was it Ryan?
No, it was not Ryan. So I'm driving through Encinitas, and this guy is crossing the street with his dog. He's in the middle of a fucking stop sign intersection.
Yeah.
And the dog stops him. And he stops there with the dog. And that dog shits.
In the middle of the crosswalk.
Right in front of a car. Like, there's a car waiting for this dog to shit.
What would you do?
Honk my horn and say, have your dog shit on the side of the road, not in the middle of the... And this guy just stopped there like it's no big deal. This is normal. This is where my dog shits.
Did he pick it up?
Yes, he picked up the shit.
Okay.
God, he better have.
Yeah, dude, that's messed up.
But that's more time to make the car wait.
But he just shit. It's not, it's like, I already don't like when people let their dogs shit during walks, because you can train your dog to not shit while you're on a walk.
Okay.
Right, you can train them to shit in their place, like a place somewhere.
Oh, like a spot. Like, yeah, when you take that spot, that's the poop
Yeah,
spot.
Like in my backyard, there's a spot where he shits.
Okay. Yeah, Charlie only shits, like, in the same quadrant of the hill. Like, he doesn't poop anywhere else.
And you can teach them not to shit on walks, right? So I don't think you should let your dog shit on a walk, okay? But that's okay. Other people do that, and that's fine. I can deal with that. But in the middle of the road, to make another, like, to make a car sit and wait for you for your dog to shit, like, that's just irresponsible. Pull the effing dog 5 feet onto the sidewalk and have him shit on the sidewalk. Like, don't make America wait for your stupid dog to shit.
Absolutely. Let it rip.
Am I wrong? Like, tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I don't disagree, but my point is, if you're on a walk and your dog starts pooping, like, without you knowing.
No. No, it's like, you know how dogs will do that? They'll stop and they'll sniff around.
Oh, like he was getting set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So he had the chance to pull.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Because I was going to say, if your dog just stops and like half a loaf's already out.
No.
You're not just going to pick him up and...
Totally. Agree yeah, okay, with you.
Well,
there.
Then we're done. Like, yes. Absolutely. Because everyone, if you know your dog, you know when they start doing the...
Yeah. I almost rolled down my window and yelled at the guy. But I didn't do that.
Do you guys know there's a lot of dogs out in the world?
Yeah.
I started a sentence and didn't know where it was going, so I'm sorry. Just erase that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Last question for the night.
Oh, sure.
What would tag be like if tag backs were allowed?
Whoa, what do you mean?
Like tag backs, you know.
It'd be dumb. Because you just stand there and be like...
No, people would have far better reaction times.
I think tag would also become like a push so that you can create some space.
Right?
And you would get out of the way.
Nothing's ever made me want to play tag more.
I don't want to go play tag.
Did you guys ever play foot tag?
No.
What?
It's where, like, the only way you don't tag with your hands.
You kick people.
You don't kick. You have to tag their foot with your foot. So, essentially, yes, you do kick, but you're not, like, kicking them in the chest.
It's like, boom. Yeah. Like, step on someone's foot and hurt them really badly.
Yeah, but you're gentle. So, but the thing is like, someone's running, and you just tag their foot, and then they just, you know, like, trip over them.
Oh, I just trip people.
Oh, dude, foot tag was where it was at. It was like full contact tag without like actually tackling each other.
I don't remember this.
We played all the time.
It was at the rich kid's school down the street.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. This was like elementary, middle school. You need to stop that right there. I'm going to squash that bug.
Must be a millennial game.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, cycled out by the time we were done.
I mean, you guys suck.
There's a reason why, you know, your school had gold in their colors.
What else?
No response from the millennial.
Shoot, man. I had a good little thing going to say. But that's it, I guess. So.
Are you wrapping this up? Are we done?
We can if you want me to. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Remember to keep an eye out for those unnecessary episodes.
They'll happen like once a month, maybe?
They also happen to be called unnecessary.
They're completely unnecessary. Nobody asked for this.
That's their tagline. It's Ryan, Jeff, and some random guests from time to time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So check it out. Otherwise, we'll still be doing our thing every week. You can tune in and listen to us. So as the holidays approach, we are thankful for you guys, and thanks for tuning in. Check us out at facebook.com/abandonedradio with topic suggestions, questions, or just a shout-out to one of the guys. Send us a picture or look for our pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Mandarin Radio. And all complaints on and angry emails go straight to Levi, and that's at mandarinradio@gmail.com. That's the island we're to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here you know the Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Now let me give my eyes a light. I have no shame. To say Merry Christmas to you. I'm sorry, I thought it was the original. Man Room Radio.